This is episode number 2213 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Fans have been forking over thousands for a coveted courtroom seat to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial.
Oh, jeez.
Now, they're even buying from scalpers on the black market.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe they're actually selling tickets to the courtroom.
Well, the courtroom isn't. You know, they can't.
Right.
You know, so they got to be getting them from people who got in line before they did. I mean, seriously. I mean, have you seen the it's like going to a hockey game and you didn't get tickets and you're standing out in front of the stadium with all the other thousands of people, throngs of people jumping up and down and going, yay, Johnny, yay, Johnny.
So there's a limited number of wristbands to hand out.
Okay.
Now there's 100 wristbands for the main courtroom.
Yeah.
And an additional 100 to 150 for the overflow room.
Oh, they have an overflow room.
Which
you can just like going to the Ellen show.
You can just watch it on TV at home, you know, in your pajamas with popcorn.
Well, you can watch
it
on your phone, too. I mean, you know, you don't need your TV.
Yeah, but if you're at home, you can be on the couch, you got your own bathroom, you got snacks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it's not the same as being inside.
That's true. Feeding off of each other.
Being with your true love, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. This is in Fairfax, Virginia, as we know.
Yeah.
So since the beginning of the trial, fans have camped out.
Yep.
They've lined up outside the courthouse in the hopes of witnessing the proceedings in person.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of footage of Amber coming and leaving the courthouse.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody throws anything at her.
I am too. Johnny Depp gets there and he gets there, he leaves. It's like, ah, Johnny!
Does he shake everybody's hand or whatever?
They're across the street.
Oh, okay.
No, they have protection when they're coming.
Thinking about the Michael Jackson case in Santa Barbara. Remember that? Every day he'd come out and they'd be all, Michael. Yeah. And the one time he jumped up on the SUV and did a little dance.
Oh, there will be none of that this time. No. All right. So people began lining up at 1 a.m. the night before now.
1 a.m.
Which is the earliest a sheriff will allow.
It's like waiting for the next iPhone. What's that all about?
Now, there's some rabbit fans who have spent thousands of dollars in airfare and other expenses, traveling from around the country and around the world just to see Johnny.
People do this. They do it for, like, concerts. They do it for, like, court cases.
Yeah.
It's like, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Plus, they risk getting sick on the plane.
I think she's tripped up a little bit.
Oh,
yesterday.
Amber, yesterday, did she? Okay.
I think so.
Oh, wait and see. I don't think. Frankly, I don't think this ends well for either one of them. I really don't.
She's very rehearsed.
Of course she is.
Nobody is that smooth.
But she doesn't have the charm.
No.
You know, she certainly doesn't have the charm that Johnny does. Johnny's got the charm.
Seriously, you can't get me started on this because there are people who may be Team Amber, and I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, Chris Rock could very well be the host of the 2023 Oscars.
Oh! Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
You know, he's now the it guy in Hollywood. He's the it guy.
At least an executive at ABC is open to the idea.
Yeah, sure. I'll bet.
And he wants to make next year's show, quote, even better.
Even better. How do you do that? Who comes up to slap Chris Rock next year?
Well, it was a hit.
It was a hit.
And, you know,
It wasn't huge, but no, the ratings went up. The ratings definitely went up.
Yeah, I think they probably think he's a ratings maker.
Well,
that the people will think something's going to happen. So what could happen? What could be next after a hit?
Well,
to make it exciting.
Well, you get Chris Rock, and you think that people are going to watch it just to see. I think that's kind of backwards thinking. Though Chris Rock would be fine as an MC. He's fine. I mean, you know, you don't need to be anything but funny. You know.
Well, and even without the hit, though, ratings were up by 58%.
Yeah.
There were 16.6 million viewers compared to last year's 9.8.
But last year's was horrid. Keep in mind, 68% of nothing is still kind of nothing. It's still pretty low rated, but better.
Well, 16.6 ain't too shabby
in
today's
horrible
market, though.
It's okay. Yeah.
So who was the host last time? Before him?
Well, before him there was no host.
Oh, that's why I can remember.
This year it was the three ladies. It was Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes and
Regina Hall. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I'd imagine making Chris host could probably help keep viewership up. At least we wouldn't have to worry about Will Smith slapping him. Because why? Oh, he's banned.
He's banned. Will won't
he
be
won't
there.
Be. He doesn't he have to get there. The tux ready. Next year, I wonder if Jada will come without him.
Well,
Dad,
she's not banned.
Now, next year's ceremony will take place Sunday, March 12th. So it's already on the books.
Okay.
So, you know, there's plenty of time to decide.
Yeah, don't have to get down to the last minute, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you're what, 10 months out. You don't have to make a snap decision. So Chris hosted Oscars in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And he also hosted in 2016.
Oh, that's right. He's already done it twice. Yes. Like Kimmel.
Third time would be a charm.
Well, you think?
So when he told his first Jada Pinkett Smith joke from the stage, but neither her nor Will Smith were in attendance then.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, so that joke kind of fell on deaf ears.
Yeah.
And
no, it didn't. It got repeated after Will slapped him this year.
Yes.
They went right back to it and go like, oh, by the way, here's the joke that he told in 2016.
Yeah, but there was nothing noteworthy in 2016.
Yeah, there was.
But there was this time. And, well, they won't be there next year.
Well, yeah, you don't need to worry about that. So,
right.
Really, do we want to see Chris Rock?
Oh, he might find someone else to, you know, make it.
You know, I will say this about Chris Rock. You know, he at least will be professional and funny, and he'll keep it together. And his stuff isn't too lame. Sometimes his stuff is really lame.
It can be.
Can be.
Anyway. I mean, of course, that can happen with any comedian at times. Not everything is funny.
I'm telling you, Halle Berry could be a host. Maybe she could host with Chris Rock. Chris Rock would stand there with his mouth gaping open. That's what he would do. Just like me. I would do the same thing.
I don't know how to grade this one. I'm thinking kind of a C+.
More news tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.